Grand Rising, my kings and my queens. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. You don't know what time it is, right? It's time to wake up. Come on, man.
Whoa! Trippin'. Wildin' on television. You could
still
see it. See it. Tell the vision. Pimpin'. Burn these boy. Pimpin'. Different. D-boy. Boys.
Mama made it. Mama made it, we made it. Mama made it. Thank God that I made it. Mama made it, we made it. Look, mama made it. Look, I remember the days. Same bitch for a week straight. I used to eat 50 cent cake. Now it's Philippe's. It's Philippe for the steak. The hell it does not. The hell it does not. Drop it down, touch your toe.
Come here.
She got money, but she dance like a.
Drop it down.
Middle finger to a broke, hey.
To the ground.
All them girls get dying on the floor.
Come here.
Bust it open, drop it down, touch your toe.
Come here.
She got money, but she dance like a.
Drop it down.
Middle finger to a broke, hey.
Ride on it, don't get tired on it. Do it, damn, do it. Ride on it, don't get tired on it. Ooh, damn, do it. Slide on it, take your time on it. You a freak, do it. Ride on it, put them thighs on it. Going deep, hey. Rolling up, rolling up, rolling, rolling up, rolling up, rolling, rolling up, rolling up, rolling up. Going in the club, so keep back, back up. This you got them racks up. Competition, tell them other catch up. Throw it in rotation, make them get up on it. Do it like you nasty, do it like you on it. Big got a little jump to it, big booty got a little bump to it. Throw it back quick, here run to it. Got a lot of ones here run to it. Dumping out it like this, dumping out it like that. Hey, tease how you want, get pleased how you want.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Ride on it, don't get tired on it. You a damn to it. Ride on it, don't get tired on it.
Up, I treat her like a soldier. Like I hit it from the back, I pull her hip up, fuck her closer. Now
pulling up for that. I might do it with the pop rocks. Toes curl, he pop lock. Blue rack in the lock box. Fight toes in my crock crocks. Let's get bad low in the west side. Ooh, pretty and she rap like left eye. And so witty on the build and the check right. Who shit sleeping on me? It's bedtime. Show my booty and thong on FaceTime. Abs on period, poo, no waistline. So witty that pretty in real life. Running through Louis like daddy is playtime. What's your sign?
What is it?
I'm a cancer. Body built
like wood.
Like a dancer. Shake that ass. Throw the camera. If he a dirty, then this shit.
Everybody!
Twerk that for icy chai.
Sit up!
Twerk that.
Oh, Lord!
My money come bundled. I spent your run on my frontal.
Yeah.
You see me and get humbled. Could take your but I don't even want to. Breaking back, crack it out, Dundee. Mink on my body like I just went hunting. So Peter, I'm being 100. The icy girl stoop like a fur in a summer. Left fashion week, hella casualty. I think I know what it had in me. I'm pretty, I'm in every city, but won't hit the club unless it's a bag for me. Daddy, answer me. I need to know why you're mad at me. Cause you be complaining, you saying your feelings. I'm starting to think you can't handle me.
Twerk that for icy chain. Twerk that.
Get love in the bed like I'm 40. Big C let us sip on the 40s.
Yeah.
The strolly up on me cause Spouty. I'ma be finding my 40s. Oh, big booty galore. Make sure it clap when you see me on tour. He sweating me like a sport. I play in Prada whenever I'm bored.
That's right, that's right. Get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered with the Empower Hour. That's right, man. Wake up. Come on.
Twerk that.
I think this is me.
Rem Rising, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and broadcasting live every Sunday on the OLC, IG, and Facebook at the Empower Hour Radio. Now, for the next 2 hours, this squad is going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. Today's show is brought to you by CKUT, the OFC, Solo Drum, and the Caribbean Curry House. Don't forget to mention the Empower Hour and enjoy 10% off of your next meal. I'm Queen Kaya, joined today by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens that are listening.
Blessed, melanated, rising, my people. I hope you are having an exceptional Thursday. I'm so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be on here this morning. And as that today's show, let it be very uplifting to our listeners. Let it be very entertaining to our listeners. Let it be inspiring. Let it be educational. And most importantly, let it be empowering. And I'm calling the spirits of love, light, unity, strength, great health, and peace upon each and every one of our listeners this morning. Hotep, amen, and ashe.
Ashe. I don't know why I feel like we need like a Southern Baptist hymn going.
Say less. I'm noting that.
Yeah,
hymns and the tambourine, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
We need hymns / tambourines.
Speaking of, what was one of you guys' favorite hymns? Or were like church songs?
Damn. That's a good question, Gina.
I don't know off the top of the dome.
Trust me.
Because like, I can't even think of myself.
Okay, so mine is, this train is a holy train. This train. This train is a holy train. This train. This train is a holy train. Everybody rise in Jesus' name. Hey. This train. This train.
Yeah, I got mine. Father Abraham have many sons. Ooh. And many sons have Father Abraham.
Yeah.
And I am one of them. And so are you.
Oh.
So let's just praise the Lord. Right hand, left hand, right foot, left foot, turn around. Father Abraham. And it was
Good
over.
Yeah.
It started with just the right hand, and then you do it again. Then you do the chorus again, and then right hand, left hand, chorus again.
Yeah.
You
know that came about because one of the church pastors was lit. They was like, yeah, again, yeah. Go, bring that part back again. Yeah, y'all did that good. No, what's yours, G?
Because he knew you had to sit in church so long. He's just like, we about to make some exercise.
Yo, shut up.
I don't know. He didn't like the boring church.
No, not at all. I asked the question and I couldn't even think of it. As you guys were singing, I'm just like, no, shush. Everybody shush. I'm trying to remember.
You got to come with one.
Well, the thing is, not necessarily the church, but the other day, I want to say it was 2 months ago, I was hitting up some Kirk Franklin and some that glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to God.
Let me find out Juju got pipes.
I just learned something.
You can sing, G.
I mean, a little in the shower.
And on this microphone right now, you better stop playing. I'm about to put Gigi to the test. She getting on one of these tracks.
Okay, put me on. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. That's not like real church. That's not real. No disrespect to real church. But,
No, really. Every time, because like, I've gone to the English Caribbean churches. I've gone to the French Caribbean church or the Haitian churches too, and I was just like, no matter what Haitian church I go to, there's someone up there talking about Jésus lila pour moi, Jésus lila pour moi. I know all my Haitian listeners. I know you guys know what I'm talking about.
Thing is just like, why? Like, that's why I had to evolve. Like, I just, there was something with the energy when they're singing. I'm like, yo, God would be like, guys, what? What happened? Like, damn, yo, you guys sound so. Like,
I'm trying to be there with you, but.
Use your real voice.
Yo, put some pep in your step. But, anyways. All right, guys. So welcome. Thanks for joining us on Empower Hour. We had to bring you to church a little bit. It's what we do, though. This is what we do, but. Gina, you know I'm going to jump to you first.
Uh-huh.
Because you first of all, you missed last week because you were on your Forever Move.
Yeah.
You got to talk about Gina. Come, you know the listeners are like, shit, Gina's back. Yes. How did it go?
Well, it depends. How much time we got?
Yeah. Let me check. Well, shoot, we're here. We got time.
So, I have to filter in my mind what I will say, because otherwise it will be the Gina show. And we ain't going to do that today. But I want to start with... I want to start with that. I would like to hit subscribe on, I don't know, the universe, the star, the tarots, the fortune teller, the one who knows when you're not supposed to do stuff.
Okay, right.
When the Mercury's rising.
Yes.
When the moon's shining. Yes, I don't, whatever that is.
Retrograde, all that stuff.
I hit retrograde. Subscribe, please. Send me the newsletters.
You want to know what is up and when to do stuff.
Because, I mean, I need to know what's been going on. What's this mess that's been going on for the last week and some change? Everyone I'm talking to, they're having issues.
Yeah.
But mine, it's been compiled.
Mm.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry. God, was I not supposed to move?
That's, man, you have to ask the question.
Because everything was aligned for that. Yeah. It's been in preparation for weeks. And in a matter of 72 hours, the way Ish hit the fan, and that was just for the move alone. Yeah. Not to mention when I had to go sign the papers for the notary. Guys, again, how
it's
much
the moon
time
in Taurus.
Aha! I knew Kaya would know.
Yo, thank you. Subscribe. I subscribe to you, Kaya. I wish you would have told me beforehand.
The Taurus thing. We did talk about it last week, didn't we?
No, but I would have delayed everything, guys. Week. No, but I needed it before last week because I needed it before I signed the notary. I would have just. Now see him stuttering.
I'm going to actually write that down. No,
I just would have pushed everything. Yes. I could have pushed everything. Yeah. I had the option. I was just like, no, everything's fine.
Peace. Yeah. To save your peace.
My peace was non-existent. Mm. It has been non-existent for 3 weeks.
No peace.
And then, like, I'm just like, okay. I'm touching this mic. I'm not even supposed to do that. Anyways, I have problems with my internet provider. Not going to name no names.
Mm.
Y'all lucky for that.
I don't know why. They're not black owned. Shoot them down.
Well, it rhymes with Nishmatel. All
right, good.
They had me waiting in this empty new condo of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I literally brought pillows and I have my jacket and my little iPod, my iPad, to watch shows while I'm waiting for this technician to bring me my internet.
Right.
Because I'm like, yeah, Gina, you're on time. Mm-hmm. Just get the internet connected before everything else because you got other stuff to do on your mind.
Yeah.
Waited 4.5 hours for nothing.
It's the nothing part.
No, the nothing.
At the end.
Nothing with a chef's kiss. Because when I called them the first time, they basically said, no, be patient. I'm like, oh, okay. Because it said 5 to 8, 7:30. I didn't get a ring-a-ding-ding, nothing. Now they're like, oh, no, but it's till 8:30. I was like, but that's not the text message that said 8. I'm fine. 8:20, I call you back. I'm like, hey, guys, I still didn't get any call. Oh, no, you're not going to get a call. They're just going to do it. And then you just plug it in after your time frame. But how are they going to just do it? Because they need to get buzzed into the condominium. Mm-hmm. They got to call me.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't do that.
Right, yeah.
And then he's like, oh, well, you just got to troubleshoot it. So now I'm going to send you to tech support.
Okay. All right.
So I get to tech
support.
You work
for them.
Oh, no.
No, yeah, you
clearly,
work for them now.
Okay.
Yeah,
clearly. I'm an internal client.
Yeah.
So tech support picks up the phone and they're just like, yeah. And then they give me the regular IT. Did you turn it on and off? Do you have it plugged into the right thing? And I've been a technical recruiter for 14 years.
All right.
I know how to troubleshoot things before I get to the troubleshooter.
Yes.
But even if you go in the basement, like I've told your predecessor, the predecessor before you, the person I spoke to 3 weeks ago, I am in a condominium and it's a new build.
Mm-hmm.
There is no basement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my condo. Oh, then he calls Minoronatron.
Right. Got it. Yes.
Because there's only 3 major lines that you have.
Right.
And so you're a subcontractor for these things.
Yes.
So they call them to see what happened to the technician.
Yeah.
Man comes back. If I could have seen the tail between his legs... Through the phone? Ma'am. Right. So the technician had the wrong number, and so he couldn't reach you, and he basically never came.
Yeah, this is where the inner, you have to pull in the inner piece.
Yo, my voice went so deep.
Yeah.
It was so stern.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I know it's not you.
It's like, you're going to feel
but
it, though.
Unfortunately.